You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting in verse 7. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So this week, we're continuing in the letters, and the focus is really on a kind of personal preparing for the Lord. So our evening readings are helping us prepare for the coming of the Lord, where we hear the Gospels from Matthew and Luke, the Gospel accounts of the preparation of the things that occur in announcing the birth of Christ and the birth of Christ. But here, we're still in this kind of sense of where are we in our journey in Advent. And so we're preparing him room, as the song Joy to the World says, let every heart prepare him room. And so that's what Paul is challenging us to do. He's talking about being sustained to the end, but guiltless. And the word guiltless is the sense of blameless. In other words, unaccused is actually the root of that word. And so instead of the accuser of the brethren, we stand unaccused. We're guiltless in the sight of Christ. And there's a sense there of Romans chapter 8, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? And so what Paul says here is he says, you're waiting for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in that day. And so we're waiting, we're preparing our hearts, we're remembering the truth of the gospel, of what the change it makes, and we anticipate this great event, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we anticipate his coming again. So there's short verses, but again, take this time this week to prepare him room in your hearts, in the way that you look at yourself, the way that you look at God's people, and your readiness to see him face to face.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.